Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hi, this is James from the Saturday Short Breaks team. Don't forget to listen to the Sunday 4P's Takeover Show from 4 to 6 every Sunday, only on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs 17, lows 12. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 20, lows 13. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 17, lows 11. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 17, lows 11. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 17, lows 11. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, campaigners were celebrating this week after the Isle of Wight Council announced that Chillerton and Rookley Primary School is to remain open. The future of the school has been uncertain ever since the former Conservative administration undertook a consultation on closure of the school initiated by the Stenbury Federation, which governs it and Godshill Primary School. They wanted to close Chillerton and Rookley Primary, a designated rural school with a government presumption against closure, and amalgamate it with Godshill Primary. A statement was issued by Councillor Debbie Andre, the cabinet member responsible for education, confirming that the school is to remain open. The Stenbury Federation has not yet issued a statement about how they will deal with the council's decision or whether they will continue to run Chillerton and Rookley. Meanwhile, the BBC will be filming in Bembridge next week as the community celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee with a variety of local activities. On Monday the 16th of May, the BBC will film children from Bembridge Church of England Primary School preparing for the Crown and Tiara competition, scouts from 1st Bembridge Troop, 2WIs who are organising special Jubilee goodie bags to give to residents of care homes and other local Jubilee organisers, such as Parish Councillor Lady Brabazon and Beacon organiser Andrew Holman. The footage will be shown as part of the Jubilee Beacon Lighting Programme on Thursday the 2nd of June, where more than 1,500 beacons will be lit across the United Kingdom, Channel Islands, UK Overseas Territories, and in each of the capital cities of the Commonwealth. Finally, Girl Guiding members on the Isle of Wight will join hundreds of other Girl Guiding members across the UK in lighting beacons to celebrate Her Majesty the Queen's Platinum Jubilee on Thursday the 2nd of June. These beacon lighting events will be held in selected areas across the UK, and the island has been chosen to host one. Some events, including the Isle of Wight one, will be exclusive to Girl Guiding members and will see girls and leaders from the local community come together to enjoy a special evening of Jubilee celebrations. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotall.
Me and James are going to do our game review, and we are going to talk about a game.
Hey.
Ophelia and Kayle, you can feel free to ask a question when you want to.
Sure.
So the game we're going to be talking about today is Super Smash Bros. So, James, would you like to start us off?
Of course. Super Smash Bros. Is a fighting game released on several different Nintendo platforms, including the N64, Wii U, and the Nintendo Switch.
It is a fighting game that is based around iconic Nintendo characters. characters, but the newest one has gone off that track slightly and has got other characters, like it's got Minecraft Steve from Minecraft.
Why?
And it's got a couple anime characters in it as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters from popular games. There's actually Pac-Man and Sonic that they were added in the Wii U version.
So it is a, like we said, a fighting game. It can go up to a maximum of 8 players, I think.
Yeah,
so you have multiple different stages and stuff you can fight on.
Yeah.
And on the newest one, I'm not sure if any of the other ones can do it, but you can make your own fighting levels, which is quite cool.
The Wii U one and the Switch Super Smash Bros. Allow you to make your own custom stages, which is quite interesting.
And there's also this other funny thing about it. There's these, like, Mii characters, which are, like, the Wii characters you make yourself. But there's loads of DLCs for some of them, so you get, like, Sans from Undertale, if you know that game. You can, like, make your own characters and all that. Like, one of my friends made Obama as a character.
And there's also, you can make a character as Cuphead, which is the main character of an incredibly hard platformer.
Did you know that Cuphead is from the Cuphead show from Netflix?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, they added...
No, the Cuphead show from Netflix is based off the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fighting can be quite fast-paced, and each character is good at certain things, so maybe one character might be really fast and can get out of the way quickly.
Yeah, so there's, like, different weight classes, kind of like in wrestling, isn't there, with some of them. They all have a basic attack, and they all have 4 special ability attacks, which you can either do by, like, pressing B and then the direction of your left joystick and what way you're moving and all that.
And then each character has an incredibly powerful final smash, and to get that, they need to attack a smash ball until it breaks when it appears on the screen temporarily.
Or certain game modes, characters just randomly get it if they've done enough damage.
Yeah, that too. And then a lot of the time, it's a powerful attack that can deal a lot of damage, and if they've dealt enough damage, you can knock them off the stage.
Yes.
Nice.
And some of the attacks of it, like, vary. So, like, there's some attacks like they shoot a giant laser in one direction. There's some attacks where you have to, like, be near someone and do it, and it hits them, and then they do an attack on them. And some of them, like, you target a specific person and you've got to try and aim a giant laser beam at them or something.
There's lots of different types of final smashes.
There's also
assist trophies.
Yeah, assist trophies, which I'm pretty sure they give you, like, little perks and all that, don't they?
Yeah, assist trophies are characters that are somewhat popular in Nintendo and other franchises, but aren't notable enough to warrant a full character.
Waluigi.
Yeah, Waluigi is somewhat popular, but has never got an assist trophy.
Everyone was disappointed when Waluigi was an assist trophy and not an actual character.
Yeah, everyone's been making jokes about it for quite a while.
The jokes.
Yes, they call it the Waluigi cult, but Waluigi, we're not going to get into that.
What does that even mean?
It's only a joke thing.
Yeah, and then also, one character that had a lot of jokes regarding assist trophies was Ridley. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ridley?
Riley? Riley? Is that the big dragon person? Yeah.
Ridley is the...
He's a bit of an odd one, because he came as, like, an NPC on one specific map at some point, and is an assist trophy, and in the newest game, he's a playable character, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people actually wanted him to be a playable character, but we're getting off track.
Yes.
So the Smash Bros. Games are around a 12 rating, because the entire point of the game is to just start constantly attack the enemy.
Yep. And the platforms they are on are only, like, Nintendo platforms, so, like, the Switch has got the newest version.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Wii version. Like, every generation of Nintendo console has got its own different version of Smash Bros.
You've got one for the Nintendo Switch, one for the Wii U, one for the Wii, and
for the Switch.
And two of the oldest ones are on the Nintendo 64 and the GameCube, although good luck if you can find either of those consoles.
Yeah.
What age rating?
Rare.
It is a 12, and it's constant fighting with few exceptions, but there's no, like, violence vance.
Yeah, there's no blood or gore or anything. It's all rather cartoony. So, Smash Bros. Is a good game, and I strongly suggest, if you can, get it, because it is quite fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to play with your friends, it's fun to play with your families. You can play it online, or you can play it local.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Ollie Mertz, who's a pop singer, Greg Davis, who's a comedian, and Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder of Facebook. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello.
Hello, this is Blake with a recipe for molten chocolate mellow cake. This is a recipe that serves one person and it takes 4 minutes to prepare and 1 minute and 40 seconds to cook. You will first need 40 grams of unsalted butter, 2 teaspoons of light brown sugar, 1 egg, 1 tablespoon of self-raising flour, 1 tablespoon of cocoa powder, 5 marshmallows, and 25 grams of milk chocolate. You'll first need to put the butter, sugar, eggs, flour, and cocoa powder in a 350ml microwave-safe mug and beat together until smooth. Microwave on full power for 45 seconds. Cut 4 of the marshmallows into quarters. Add the quartered marshmallows and chocolate to the mug and stir gently to mix. Position the remaining marshmallow on top of the mixture and microwave on full power for 1 minute or until the whole marshmallow has partly melted. This is Blake, and this is your recipe for malted chocolate mellow cake.
Hello, this is Matilda with some more interesting facts for you. Like, Amelia Earhart and Eleanor Roosevelt once snuck out of a White House event, commandeered an aeroplane, and flew to Baltimore. Interesting thing to do when you're a bit bored, but fun. Some cats can be allergic to humans, and the Queen is a trained mechanic. Penicillin, when it was first discovered, wasn't originally called penicillin. At first, patients would be treated with a so-called mold juice. And in 2004, Neil Armstrong's hair was sold for $3,000. Abraham Lincoln was a licensed bartender. And the first commercial passenger flight was only 23 minutes long. A woman in the West Midlands called the police when there were only sprinkles on one side of her ice cream. Yep, I'd do the same. Blood donors in Sweden receive a text saying thank you when their blood is used. That was Interesting Facts with me, Matilda, and there'll be more soon.
In local news this week, Global Data Intelligence Service Vessels Value is driving forward its expansion plans after securing a £4 million funding package from Lombard. Headquartered on the Isle of Wight, the business launched more than a decade ago to provide insights and analysis on the maritime markets. In October 2021, it diversified with the introduction of VV Aviation to offer valuation and transaction intelligence for commercial passenger aircraft. The funding package from Lombard will support Vessels Value's growth ambitions in the aviation sector as it looks to invest in new data, technology and services and expand to cover other module and aircraft types, including business jets, freighters and helicopters. The firm tracks more than 77,000 vessels and currently has 36,000 aircrafts on its platform, providing its 850 international customers with an up-to-date overview of the market, risks and opportunities. Meanwhile, plans for what is claimed to be one of the first net zero holiday villages in the UK have been unveiled for Gurnard. A development of 40 eco-lodges and an eco-cafe at Gurnard Green has been proposed by ZED Eco-Homes for a field next to Gurnard Pines. A public meeting is being held later this month for residents to find out more. The energy-efficient holiday lodges would each have 2 bedrooms and an electric car charger. They would also be equipped with integrated solar panels, which are said to have the capability to generate enough electricity to meet the unit's demands with enough surplus to power a small electric car around 5,000 miles a year. A public meeting will be held to discuss the development and a forthcoming planning application on Tuesday the 31st of May at 6 p.m. in the Gurnard Pines Cafe. Finally, the Isle of Wight College has been recognised among the winners of the Association of Colleges for most prestigious awards in further education. The awards celebrate the best and most innovative practices among UK further education colleges and are used as an opportunity to highlight the outstanding colleges and practices that deserve recognition and who will go on to inspire others as well. At a ceremony held in Westminster, the Isle of Wight College was announced as a joint winner of the British Council Award for Internationalism alongside Burton and South Derbyshire College. The Isle of Wight College was also runner-up in the widening participation category. The college won the International Award for its successful collaborations, including a support program for those who are suffering from mental health issues, enabling students to access the agencies and support they need, in addition to partnering with international students overseas. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotol.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember, all these people who I've talked about? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Ollie Mills, who was born in 1984, is 38. Greg Davis, who was born in 1968, who's 53. And Mark Zuckerberg, who was born in 1984, who's 38. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. World Bacon Day on Tuesday the 17th of May is a time to get out your rolling pin and bake something tasty. Why not surprise a friend, co-worker, neighbour or a member of your family with a sweet or savoury treat to show that you care, or simply cook something to enjoy at home. To celebrate this day, all you need is some flour, sugar, butter and a feeling of adventure. One of the greatest aspects of baking is that there are literally countless options to pick from, ensuring that everyone will find anything to their liking. Whatever creation you choose to celebrate this day with, make it delightfully memorable. Number 2. Visit your relatives' day on Wednesday the 18th of May is a wonderful opportunity to share your life with individuals who helped you grow up, as well as to check that they are receiving the support they require. Many of us have happy childhood and adolescent recollections of our family. These could be family holidays, games with your siblings which may get too competitive, and possibly some arguing. Life is indeed hectic. We're always on the go, balancing family, career, relationships, and all the other responsibilities that eat up our valuable time. This day is ideal for catching up with family members while preserving and strengthening bonds. And finally, Lemon Tree Day on Saturday the 21st of May was created to encourage people to plant lemon trees in their gardens. Lemons are a tasty and versatile fruit that may bring you excellent health, fresh aromas, and pure cleanliness everywhere you go. And they're also used in some of the most delicious beverages and condiments. Cocktails and lemonade are just some of the possibilities. Lemon trees are both environmentally friendly and extremely handy. This day urges you to, you guessed it, plant a lemon tree somewhere in your community area so that everyone may enjoy the benefits of a public lemon tree. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
This is Cassidy with words of wisdom from children. Stay away from prune.
Move north the area.
Huh? And don't pull your dad's finger when he tells you to.
Hello, this is Blake with some jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station. Why should you never trust stairs? They're always up to something. When does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes apparent. Why did the bullet end up losing his job? He got fired.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is puissant, which is also pronounced puissant. It is spelled P-U-I-S-S-A-N-T. It is an archaic literary adjective which means having great power or influence. It refers to anyone who is powerful, mighty, or potent. It can be used in the sentence, just in case his students skip class, the puissant teacher has the authority to condemn them to detention. It originated from late Middle English via Old French from the Latin word posse, which means to be able. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
It's time to go. Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kanan the Rockstar.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.